This is a special edition of the You Say Say, part two of the topic, collective training products and process.
I'm Bernie Ramirez, and I'm a collective training developer at the USACE Directorate of Training and Doctrine, responsible for our collective training products, and I'm also the aviation proponent representative for Aviation Unit Mission Essential Task List.
What is the primary resource for unit training plan development, and how to achieve their required training goals?
The primary reference, and one that all leaders should be very familiar with, is the FM7-0. It establishes training proficiency requirements and describes how unit leaders should develop their training plans and how to evaluate and assess unit readiness. External evaluation is a key event described in the FM and should motivate leaders to understand training and how to implement a progressive plan that starts with a desired outcome, MET proficiency, for example, and backwards planned to ensure that it is supported by a crawl, walk, run approach executed logically to build proficiency while mitigating risk. Exevals are coordinated and resourced two levels up and must be done in a live training environment at the end of a well-planned and executed training plan. It is tied to a culminating training event like an FTX, and the training path should be managed progressively with adjustments to training made based on iterative outcomes supported by AARs at each stage of training. One important note, commander prioritization efforts address resourcing even to the point where achieving a T may not be possible for all mission essential tasks within a unit's metal.
How important is it to train our junior leaders to develop and conduct training at both the individual and collective levels?
According to the FM70, commanders are the primary trainer in their units. Aviation training tends to be very ATP focused and facilitated by our instructor pilots. Because of this, it's easy for us to overlook the importance of the development of our platoon leaders as training leaders. We shouldn't forget that they are the future company commanders, and aviation should ensure that they are carrying the appropriate burden of training plan development and execution. Responsibility should be given to them at the earliest opportunity with guidance by the commander, senior enlisted leadership, and appropriate warrant officers to become involved in training goals and those tasks that support their company mettle, not just at the individual crew level, which is very easy to do because we're so ATP focused, but at the execution end of a collective mission. We must also not forget our enlisted leadership and the training that they are responsible for as part of the platoon and as part of the company. Our training plans need their input and coordination, as they also have real impacts with regards to combat power generation, field craft, and protection responsibilities. They must be included in metal training so that they gain an understanding in the unit's mission and how their training supports unit readiness. It is important to point out that while unit training management is a part of just about every POI in aviation PME, it needs to be supported by commanders in the field. Junior leaders do not arrive at their unit assignments, understanding and able to develop and execute a unit training plan without some level of operational training by their leadership. They understand UTM from an institutional perspective, but they need to be rounded out through operational training. Subordinate commanders and leaders must learn how to train by their unit commanders and leaders. Institutional aviation can provide the instruction and concepts to unit training, planning, and management, but is up to commanders in the field to publish and enforce what I call training discipline within their units and to provide guidance to work around challenges to training.
How can commanders deal with training challenges that make it difficult for them to achieve their objectives, and what can they do to mitigate them?
There will always be competing requirements outside the scope of metal training that will tie up valuable resources at unit level, especially the time needed to execute a commander's unit training plan. FM70 emphasizes commander prioritization to optimize the limited training time and resources needed to achieve training proficiency. Commander-to-commander dialogue is vital to ensure that metal training is not only nested with higher headquarters metal, but it also allows for discussion and even a negotiation regarding resourcing of training and the scheduling of those supporting elements needed to properly execute their plan, especially at the collective level and especially when training is a part of the combined arms team, where coordination needs to occur during the long-range calendar developmental process. Training meetings are critical to training coordination, and a concise, Well-written training guidance will help subordinate leaders understand priorities in order to make sound decisions when developing their training plans, and especially in cases where plans need revision based on unforeseen circumstances, obstacles, or issues that may cause a redirection of training priorities. Finally, there's a training discipline required in all of this. Training not only needs to be well-planned and managed, but commanders should instill training discipline where plans are not only made and approved, but strictly adhered to for the sake of predictability and to ensure that training milestones are achieved prior to culminating training events.
For someone new to the collective training process, what's the most important thing they need to know?
I think the most important thing they need to know is how to put it together, the understanding of how it's put together. And I think the things that we find that they fail in is understanding training doctrine. So before they go out and execute a training plan or put one together, they need to be familiar with the FM70, the training manual, and understand it thoroughly so that when they do put things together, their training is executed properly.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.